Kumlan Lamlat Gemara, we are up to the Peches Amet Aleph, right in the two dots, about 15 lines from the top of the page. We're talking about there were two porches side by side. One was higher than the other one. And we said that if the people on the top can carry, can lower, make a hole and lower their bucket. Either have mechitzas around the porch and lower it to draw water from the well below, and if the bottom one didn't make any mechitzas, so then in fact they both cannot draw any water until they make an eder between the two. What's going on here? Amar Huna said, Amar Rav, the name of Rav, and we had this reading more before. Loishonu ela besmucha. We're talking about the two porches are within four tefachim of each other. So since they both use the top porch to raise water, so there's like two different groups there, and if they don't make an eder between them, they're not allowed to draw any water. Avabumaflegis, if the porches are more than four tefachim away from each other, then muteris, the porch on top, can draw water from its porch. And why is that? And the porch on bottom can't, because if you remember, we had a whole discussion, if one person drops and one person has to raise, you know, who has more access? And we said that according to Rav, they're both equal. But Rav also holds that if the only way you can get to the next neighborhood is via airspace, not, you know, by airspace, then your rights or your access has been diminished dramatically. Well, here too, if they're more than four tefachim away, the only way they can get their bucket into the other porch is by throwing the bucket across. That's airspace. So that does not give them the same access as the people who are actually living in the higher porch. But Rav Tamei, consistent with you, Lomar Rav said, Ein Adam Oysel Chavedoi Derech Avir. My only access is via airspace. I don't interfere with your access. They made the following statement. There's a concept of stealing in Shabbos. Stealing in Shabbos would mean if there's a house in ruins that belonged to somebody else, but he hardly ever uses it. So the person who lives next to it, you know, makes use of it, even without permission. So it's like he's stealing it. And when you steal something, you have some kind of an ownership. And usually you cannot, you know, steal property, but he stole property here, but have some kind of an ownership, which means that on Shabbos, it's like it's my property, even though I'm a gazlan, but I have a little bit of ownership, so it's my property, I can carry there. But then it says, and this house in ruins, come Shabbos, you got to give it back, so you have no right to carry there. You got to give it back to the real owner. Says, I don't understand. It contradicts itself. I'm just say, yes, gazlan b'Shabbos, Alma, what do we see, Kanya? That since I use this house and ruins, dilapidated house, and you don't, so even though it's not mine, it's as if it's mine as far as Shabbos is concerned. And then you say, "B'chur b'marz l'baydim," you have to give it back. Al maloy kanya, that you're not kanya. Well, how's it work? So this is how you're supposed to read it. Yesh din gezel b'Shabbos. There's a din of gezel on Shabbos. That what comes Shabbos, the laws of gezel come apply, which is what? Not this, the stealing aspect of it or the returning aspect of it. Hashavas haveda, hashavas gezela. Now what? That you have to give it back. Keitza, the churba, marzal abayim. It's not two cases. It's one case. And what we said, there's gezel, not that you can steal. It means that if you did steal, you have the other half of the mitzvah, which is to return it. So even though you used it throughout the week, and the other guy never, the real owner never comes and uses it, never comes Shabbos, the other owner is recognized, the owner, real owner, the true owner, is recognized as the owner, not you. And therefore, you cannot carry there on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Zerava Masina Shmaiti, and we asked a question on this. We just learned in the Mishnah, V'chein Shtei Gizuz Troyes. You have two porches, Zul and Mayan Zul, one high, the other. And right now we're understanding that the people on the bottom porch, on the lower porch, have no rights really to the top porch. They just use it without permission. And yet the Mishnah says that neither, if they're, they're close to each other, neither can use it. But why? The people on the lower porch have no rights here. They're just a ganef. V'yamid yesh din gezel b'Shabbos. Now the laws of gezel and Shabbos apply, which means that only the real owners, the true owners, are the ones who have access. Amaya says, why should people on the other porch have any, in any way, impinge on the people on the higher porch? Amar Sheshet Sheshet Hacham. You know what we're talking about here? Kigan she'osu mechitza b'shutras. We're talking about that they made a mechitza in partnership. That the people on the low porch have full rights on the higher porch because they actually built that mechitza together. And therefore, they have rights, and that's why the asa. Saying, "What if so? If so, they made it together. Even if they made a mechitza in the low one, why should the ones in the high porch? No, the people in the low porch have their own access to the well. Why should the people in the high porch then suffer? So they made jointly mechitza. The people in the low porch have their own way of drawing water. So we're talking about a case that he also said, "Nami kivin osal satoyne goliglu." So no, so we're asking a question: if they made, you're telling me that the people on the bottom porch have rights to the top porch because they jointly built that mechitza. But the mission, but we know that if the people on the bottom porch have their own mechitza, then everything is all right. Why should it be all right? They still are members. They still are have a right to the higher porch. So what does it help the people in the high porch or the people in the low porch have their own mechitza and they can do their own thing, but the fact is they have rights to the top porch, and if we didn't make an eidah between ourselves, what's going on here? Says the Gemara, if they made a mechitza on the bottom porch, how does that help? So we answer, once they built their own mechitza on the bottom porch and they bore their own hole and they were able to draw water from their own porch, they revealed to us that when it comes to drawing water, we don't plan to draw water together with you from your porch. V'haraya, we made our own little mechitza. So that's what the mechitza achieves. It achieves is that it counteracts the fact that we chipped in and helped you build that mechitza, but it counteracts, at least as far as Shabbos is concerned, that we're not intending to use your porch, and therefore you can use your porch gladly, we use our own. Okay, Mishnah. Okay, continuing along the lines about till now we're talking about drawing water. Now we're talking about pouring water back out. The problem is you're pouring water out in your courtyard, eventually it runs off into the street. So is that an issue or not? So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Chotze, if you have a courtyard, shipchusim arba amis. If you have a large courtyard, you pour water in the courtyard, chances are the water is going to remain in the courtyard, it sits there, it settles there, and eventually gets absorbed in the ground. But what happens if the entire courtyard is less than 4 amis? It's minimal, which means you pour water there, inevitably, it's going to run out into the public space. So the din is, ein sheifchim b'teicha b'shabbos. My b'shabbos, you should not pour water in the courtyard on Shabbos. Elim can, unless you provide, made some provision for the water to remain there. How is that? Osula uka, you made there a hole in the ground. Marzekes sa'asayim, that can carry 2 saw. Remember, a saw is 6 kav. So if you can carry 12 kavin of water there, then that generally that's how much water you will use. So therefore, you made it possible for the water to settle inside this box. And therefore, like, you know, that's like your drainage. And therefore it's not a problem because it's not necessarily going to run off into the street. Min hanek v'lamata, but this 2 saw has to be. Usually, the way it works is you have a box there, but this doesn't sit there forever more because then it'll start smelling. What you do is you have a hole in the box. When it reaches a certain level, the water or the wastes pour out into the street. You have to make sure that there's space in that box below that level for 2 saw. It can be outside, it can be inside the courtyard, it can be outside, contiguous to the courtyard. It doesn't matter. But if it's outside, contiguous to the courtyard, you have to put some kind of a cover on top of it. You have to put a cover on top of it so that it's not noticeable that you're pouring straight into the street, you're pouring it into here. But if you do it inside your own courtyard, there's no need for having a cover whatsoever. You don't need for it at all. Now, the idea of that particular cover is that it's like, what do you call it? Because this box that you have is considered generally a mokum tur. It's not 10 tfachim deep, which makes it a shusha yachid. And generally, it's deeper than 3 tfachim, because if it's less than 3 tfachim, it's like a shusha rabim, and you're not allowed to pour down definitely from your house into the box. We're talking about that the box is between 3 and 10 tfachim, and so on. So therefore, the box is a mokum tur. And it's less than 4 tefachim wide, and because it's less than 4 tefachim, 3 tefachim wide, therefore the whole thing is a malkum tur, and that is why you put a cover on top of it, and some say that by pouring it on the cover itself, that is a malkum tur, and then runs into this box, and so on. One of the reasons they say the idea of the cover is to prevent, you know, all kinds of junk from the street to come in there, because then that'll take up a lot of the space in the box. You won't have any more number, even though the box might have the space for two sain, but if it fills in with full of the junk from the streets, it won't have space anymore for 2 sain. So therefore you put a cover on it to protect, to keep, you know, all the leaves and pebbles and all of these things out of this box. That's why you put a cover on it, so that you have space for 2 sain. Says the Gemara, But lefnim ain't so lichma. But inside, you don't need this particular cover because why it's inside the chutzah anyway. Then Gemara says, Ablezmi Yaakov says, Beeb, if you have like a drain pipe, and the Gemara will explain soon what's going on here. Beeb, a drain pipe, shehu kamur, which is covered arba ames b'shus rabim. If this drain pipe, which is basically, you know, like a stormwater pipe, then you have a drain pipe that goes into the street, as long as the first four ames into the street is fully covered, shayfchim l'teichim mayim, so you're allowed to pour water inside, it runs through your courtyard, into the street, you're allowed to pour water directly into this, into the drain pipe, but as long as the first four amas is covered, so people can, and they just see water flowing through the drain, it's not, they're not right away connected to you, so it doesn't look like you're pouring directly into the shusharab, because, you know, by the time you see the water is exposed, it's more than four amas away from your property, so it doesn't appear to be that, that there's a, now definitely it's not a problem anyway, because you're pouring it in your own courtyard, but it doesn't even look like to be a problem. The Chacham say, no, afilu gag echotzer meyama. Even if, let's say, this drain pipe runs 100 amas through your courtyard, lo yishpachal pi abib, do not pour directly into the bib, into this drain pipe, no matter how far away, you know, it is from the street. And there's plenty of space for the water to get absorbed in the ground. It won't even get into the street. Nevertheless, we don't want that to happen, because people don't see, they don't know, and they might think that it came directly, you just poured it right out, you know, an inch away from the street. And, what do you call it? What you can do is pour it onto your roof or onto a slat or something, and you know, it'll run right off into the bib, but you're not doing it directly. And therefore, then we don't care about appearances. Then the last thing we said, hachotzer, the aksar, we said before, a courtyard that is 4 amas by 4 amas, you could pour water, but if it's less than 4 amas, you have to have a box. But if it's more than 4 amas, you can just pour water directly onto the courtyard on the floor. How do you calculate the 4 amas? It's not just the courtyard, but like, if you have, let's say, a porch, you can include the land, the ground of the porch, together with the courtyard land. Then he says, likewise, you have 2 houses opposite each other, and let's say it's less than 4 amas, and one of the owners of the houses also made themselves a box in front of their house in the courtyard. Other members of the other household did not make themselves a box. In the house that made a box, they can pour their water into the courtyard. We're talking about a small courtyard, less than 4 amas. And those who didn't make themselves that box, it's a waste disposal box. Asurin is forbidden. Says the Gemara, my time, but what is the reason? First of all, what's the idea of 4 amas? And why is it, if it's less than 4 amas, you have to have a box, but more than 4 amas, you're allowed to pour directly onto the ground. Why are you allowed to pour directly onto the thing, but the water still runs off into the street? What's the difference? Amar Rabba, there's 2 possible reasons. Rabba and Abzeda. Rabba says, Adam osur lihistapik sasayim mayim b'chol yoyim. A person generally uses 2 sa of water every day. The arba amas, if it's 4 amas, the ground, remember it's usually dirt, is greater than 4 amas, adam roitzel lazalfon. You're happy to pour water on it because you want the sand to be bedded down. You don't want to blow it away. So from time to time, they would pour water on it to level the sand. So therefore, if it's greater than 4 amas, it's worthwhile. Pachas ma'arba, but if it's less than 4 amas, you wouldn't even waste your time, you know, pouring the water to keep the sand down. You hardly use such a chatzah. There's not much use of it. It's then pachas medalad shayfchan. But less than 4 amas, if you don't use it, you just get rid of it. You're not interested in keeping the water there to keep the sand down. And therefore, since you want to get rid of it, if you go straight into shusharabim, that's exactly what you wanted. So it comes out that you wanted to pour it into the shusharabim. And the Rabbana worried that next time you're going to, instead of pouring it right in front of your house and it runs into Shusharabim, which is only an amma away, a foot away, 2 feet away, next time you pour directly into Shusharabim. So therefore they said you have to have a box. That's what the idea of 4 ambas is. That's his view. So Edav and Ukrash have a box that permitted, because then it sits in the box. It doesn't go straight into Shusharabim. Be loy, also if not, it's forbidden because it looks like you're going straight to Shusharabim. Next time you will do straight to Shusharabim. Rav Zeira says, Dalid Amis. You know why 4 amas is all right? Because time is enough sand there that it can actually absorb the water. But less than 4 amas is not enough sand there to absorb the water. So the Gemara, my benai. What's the difference if the reason is because if it's greater than 4 amas, you want the water to bed down the sand? Or the reason is if it's greater than 4 amas, there's enough sand there to absorb the water. Either way, it's the same outcome. The Gemara says, no. I'm going to buy you. It's a rectangle. if it's a rectangle. So if the idea is there is enough sand there to absorb it, who cares what shape it is, rectangle or not, as long as it has this much sand, it'll absorb it. But if the reason is because you use that space and therefore you want to bed down the sand, it's only if it's a square. But if the rectangle is only 2 amas wide, you can't really have much use of it, it doesn't work. Says the Gemara Tanan, so in our Mishnah it says, we're going to ask a question. It says, our Mishnah, we're going to ask a rabbi, it says, a chotzer and a ksad, you have a courtyard and you have a porch. Now we assume that the porch is not exactly the same dimensions of the courtyard, it might be at one quarter of the courtyard. They both combine to be this 4 amas. Now, I don't care what shape it turns out to be, it could be at right angles, who cares? The nicha. At the end of the day, you have a total of four square amas, so therefore, there's enough sand there to absorb the water. And that's why you can pour water there, but if it's less than that, then you need a box. El Rabba, according to Rabba, you need a square in order to make it worthwhile to bed the sand down. Kashi, what's going on here? Says Gemara. Now, this is it's always fascinating to see how the two people are having an argument, and the person who has a proof to themselves to prove that they're right will still try to defend the other opinion. So Targum Rab Zeda Liba de Rabba. So Rab Zeda defended Rabba, his adversary. You know what kind of porch we're talking about? Mahalech is apnei kol ha-chatzah. We're talking about a porch that's exactly the same shape as a chatzah, so it turns out to be a square, 4x4. Maybe the courtyard was 2x4, and the porch was 2x4. So to combine, it's 4x4. No proof either way. Toshba coming here, it says it's a chatzah shape, but dal down, says in the Braisa, chatzah does not have 4x4. 4x4 sounds like a square. Ein shem chin l'teichem mayim, you don't pour water in the Shabbos. It's bishleim l'rabba kont l'rabba nicha, it has to be a square. It has to be a square. Why has to be a square? Because the idea is you have to bed the sand down. You wouldn't do it unless it's, you know, significant. 4x4. El Rab Zeidu, who says we don't care. As long as you have a total of, you know, 16 square amas, I don't care what shape it is. Kashi, why does it say here, Ein bo dal amas, al dal amas, says clearly it has to be a square. Omer Rab Zeidu, homani labani. Rab Zeidu said, that's not a problem either. Because this is the Rabbanon, which means, in our Mishnah, the rabbis say, you're not allowed to even pour into a drain pipe, even if it's 100 amas long, you're not allowed to pour into a drain pipe. If you're not allowed to pour into a drain pipe, obviously they don't hold the reason is because it's absorbing. There's plenty of sand between where you're pouring the water and the street. And yet the Rabbanon say, I'll do that, which means they definitely do not agree with the beginning of the mission about water being absorbed. They learn that the main thing is if you want to bed the sand down, and pouring water or junk into a drain pipe, you're not bedding any sand down. The whole idea is to run off. So therefore, the Rabbanan, I agree, the Rabbanan will not agree with my reason. They might agree with Rabba's reason. But Amas Nisan, what I was talking about, I was commenting on, was the beginning of the Mishnah, who is not the Rabbanan. That's actually Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Even though it could be the Rabbanan, they also agree that, you know, forget the drain pipe, just a courtyard, if it's less than 4x4, you need a box, and more than 4x4, all right. But I'm learning that the author of the Mishnah, Elazar ben Yaakov, says you could pour water in the drain pipe, and the reason is because the water gets absorbed in the sand, and you have plenty of sand there to get to absorb. So I explained according to him, and I believe that the author of the beginning of the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and because the author is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, then a chatzah that is larger than 4 amas, and it the sand can absorb the water, and I don't care what shape it is good enough. Now, how do I know that the author of the beginning of the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, maybe the author is the Rabbanan, who also agree in principle that a chatzah over 4 amas doesn't require a box, but they hold the reason is because then you're going to bed the sand down, and therefore you need a square. What forced him to learn at the beginning of Rabbi Yaakov? Amar Abba Masnisi Kasha said, the Mishnah bothered him. Why does it say Chatzah Shehip Chusa? Why use such a strange expression? A Chatzah that's less than, listen, the Chatzah Shein Badalam. Just say, if the Chatzah doesn't have a square, because according to the Rabbanan, it has to be a square. It has to be a significant enough area that you're interested in bedding down the sand. It's not enough to be 4 amas. Don't say less than 4 amas. That's not good enough. It has to be, even if it is 4 amas, if it's not a square. No, but if it's a rectangle, you can no longer pour water there because you're not interested in bedding the sand down. You want the water to run off. It looks like you want it to go straight into Shusharabim. Let it just say, Chotzesh ein bo dal zam, El Allah, Shmam, doesn't approve. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Shmam, the author of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So, what if I have a problem with the safe Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? The Mishnah quotes Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov later on when it comes to the drain pipe. Doesn't that prove that he wasn't involved in the Mishnah until there? Is Reisha Lav Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Perhaps the beginning is not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, says the Gemara. Kula Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The entire Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And actually, the Chsuri Mechsa, a few words are missing. This is how you should read the Mishnah. Chotz, if you have a courtyard, sheep chutzim adal damas, less than 4 amas. Ain shevchin the teicha mayim b'shabbos. You don't pour water in it in Shabbos. Hot dal amas, but if there was 4 amas, shevchin. But there's 4 amas, you're allowed to pour water there. Why? Because and I don't care what shape it is, because it gets absorbed in the sand. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Bib Hakomur Dal Lamas. If you have a drain pipe, and a drain pipe, you're definitely not interested in bedding down the sand. Yet if you pour the water in your courtyard and it's covered in the street by first 4 amas, you're allowed to. Now why are you allowed to? Because you have plenty of space for the water to get absorbed in the sand in your courtyard. You don't really have an intention for it to drain out. And if it does, it does. I'm glad to pour water on Shabbos. Says if this drain pipe is covered, Masnisin the lake Chananya, our Mishnah does not work out with Chananya. Why not? Because according to him, Tanya Chananya Omer, Chananya says, Afilu gag me'ama, even the roof. We learned that don't put it directly in the drain. Chacham said don't put it in the drain, but actually what you do is put it on the roof, so on a slant, on a slate over there, and then it runs off the slate and it goes and it comes into the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying that this opinion, the Chachamim, which L'chayda is just a chumra, is actually a cooler according to someone else, like Chananya, and Chananya wouldn't agree with it. What do you mean to pouring it on the roof? Leishba says Chananya, I feel a gag me'ama, even if the roof runs for 100 amas, Leishba, do not pour it onto the roof. Why not? Because their roofs were flat, and like our upstairs, and they used to put some kind of cement on it, and then they used to have these drains running along the roof to collect their storm pipes, to collect the storm water. And they used to use the storm water pipes also for the drainage, for the refuse and the waste and so on. So he says that do not pour on these pipes. The whole purpose of these storm water pipes is to run off into the street. So he says, therefore, even though it runs 100 amas, you cannot put anything onto those pipes either, because there's clearly the purpose is not to be absorbed, but to be run off. Doesn't matter Tony, we learned, but Medvarim, what we learned? When is all this talking about that you need a box? Is b'maisa chamif, you know, if it's a small area in the chatzay, when you need it in the summertime? Aval b'maisa chamif, in the rain time, everything's wet anyway. Is shayfich v'shayna, you can pour out, and even the courtyard is smaller, you can pour it out, and v'shayna, and do it again, and so on and so forth. You don't have to worry about anything in the wintertime. Because in the summertime, you want the water to run out of the chatzin and go into the street. So we have the problem. In the winter, who cares? Says the Gemara, you don't have to avoid it. My time, why? Why are we why are we lenient in the wintertime? Because you don't really care. You don't. Not that you want it. You don't care if it stays in the courtyard and it stays muddy, because it's muddy anyway, because it's raining out there. And you don't care if it goes outside. So they have no interest in it leaving. It makes no advantage. You don't really care. What about ways that we said we have this drain pipe that's 100 amas long and there's plenty of space for it to get absorbed in the ground, yet the Rabbanan and Mishnah disagree? The Odom writes Shivlu, a person doesn't mind. When we say we have rights of it, doesn't mean necessarily he wants it to. In other words, you don't care if it does, it gets absorbed. You don't care if it goes in the street, you don't care if it remains here, it gets absorbed in the ground. So a person doesn't mind, it gets absorbed, and yet the Chachamim and Mishnah say, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't pour into this drain pipe. So the Gemara says, "Amalei hasam l'may necheshla." In the case of the winter time, what we're talking about in this chutz in the winter time, the reason why we're allowing it, because what are we worried about? Imishum kilkel chutzayda. If he's telling me that he wants the water to run off in his courtyard when it's smaller than 4x4, because it might ruin his courtyard. It's a rain season. Anyway, you know, all the dirt is mud and everything else. And are you worried that if we allow him to pour in the little courtyard right there, next time we'll pour directly into the street, if you're worried that if we allow him in the winter to pour water in this little courtyard, maybe next time in the summer he'll do the same thing. And in the summer, it's clear that the reason why he's doing it is because he wanted to run off into the street. Or next time, he might pour directly into the street. That's what we're worried about. Nobody's going to come to that conclusion that he's
He's standing in front of his courtyard and pouring the water down the stone water pipes, because there's plenty of stone water coming down on its own from the rain. So nobody stands there and discerns, so what's from him, what's from the rainwater. Nobody's even looking at that. There's no Maris Ayin, there's nothing there. Nobody's going to make those kind of suppositions. But if you have a drain pipe in the summertime, and here already, maybe we're scared that people are going to assume that you're trying to get rid of all your waters to come outside of your property. Amr Nachman, Nachman said, "B'moisak shamim." Nachman is long. He says the following halach: in the winter time, ukem machzis haron. Depending on the size of the box, that's the kind, the quantity of water you can pour out. In the winter time, if the box only contains 2 saw noisless haron, you're allowed to pour then 2 saw of water. Machzis, so the box only contains 1 saw, 6 kavim noisless saw, then all you're allowed to pour out there is a saw. B'moisak cham, however. But in the summertime, the same thing applies, that if you hold 2 saw noisless zayim, you're limited to two saw. But if it only contains 1 saw, ein noisim lo kol ikir. We don't allow you to put anything there. It's too small of a box. Says the Gemara, why not? The meisa chamanami marzik saw noisless saw. Why don't we give him a saw as well? Says Gemara, they were worried. Dilma osi little as a sign. If we allow him to do 1 saw, he might then do 2 saw as well. Says the Gemara, nu. So why winter do you allow him to do a saw? Ihochi be meisach shamin nami. So in the winter, if he has a box that's only 1 saw, why do we let him to pour out 1 saw? Says the Gemara, why no ligza? Why aren't you worried the same thing? What's chilik summer or winter? Says the Gemara again. Hasam my nechila. What are you worried about? Imishim kilkul. If you worry about that, he's going to what? That he's going to ruin the courtyard. Why would he do the wrong thing? You worry that he's so worried that his courtyard is going to get ruined, so if you allow him a saw, he'll take advantage and do more. It's so muddy anyway, what's the big difference? We're worried about what other people are going to say, that people might say that this pipe, and so on and so forth, that he's filling it with water from his house and it's pouring out in the street. We already said before, generally water pipes are always constantly flowing in the winter time, in the rain time, so therefore it's not a problem. However, still Rav Nachman insists you should not pour in water more than what the box can contain. It can contain 1 saw, that's all you can put in. Contain 2 saw, you can put in 2 saw. Therefore, I feel a kodayim. If I disagree with Rav Nachman, I hold, since we're not worried at all, that in the wintertime, you can even have much more than 2 saw. You can have a kor, you can have 30 saw, or you can have 60 saw, makes no difference, because you don't really care. You don't care if the water stays there that goes out, because it's muddy anyway. You don't really care at all. And therefore, what are you worried about? And people are going to think that you're pouring it out. Nah, it's storm water. People are always saying that it's always coming out. So we're not worried about, not worried at all. I'm talking about during the rainy season. So therefore, who cares? Because it's not you have no intention. You don't care if it goes to Shusar Abim. You don't care if it stays there. It's somebody anyway. It makes no difference. And people who sing it will not automatically come to the conclusion that it was your water that you're pouring out. They'll say it's rain. It's the rain season. It's rainwater. So there's no reason to aser, even though the box only contains 2 saw, to aser as much as you want. Says about it further, it says, two properties next to each other, and one of them made a box, one of them didn't. The one who made a box can pour his water, the one didn't, can't. Says Rav says that even if the two houses made an eder between each other, and therefore they're allowed to carry from the houses in the courtyard, and so on and so forth, And nevertheless, the one who made the box can carry, the other one can't. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye, my timer. So Abaye said, I don't understand.
So then what's the problem? Why is it that the people who didn't make the box cannot make use of the box that's made for the other houses? They made an eder between them. They're allowed to carry from the house. If they didn't make an eder, we can understand that we're scared that the person with the box is not in front of his house will take things from their house and bring it to the box, get rid of it, leftover soup or something, and that is forbidden because they didn't make an eder. But if they did make an eder, what's the problem? What's the reason? Elam is the reason, because as we said, to each house on average is 2 saw. So 2 houses make 4 saw. Who cares? But Tanya, we learned, especially Abaye just said a minute ago, you can have even a koyer or karaim. With the time we learned, achas li uka, I don't care whether it's a box, achas li gister, I don't care if it's clay shards,
and a bricha, or whether it's just a little narrow passageway, that like a little pond or something. I don't care if it's a reva or a little tiny ship. Furthermore, even if this box was full already before Shabbos began, so there's really no room for anything to come in there. You're allowed to pour in there your waste on Shabbos. You're allowed to pour in the waste on Shabbos because you don't care. You don't care that if the waste stay there, if it goes out into the street, it makes no difference because it's totally not your kavana. Even though it's sort of inevitable, the whole thing is drabon anyway, what it looks like, so therefore it's not a problem. So why do you tell me that the person next door made an eder, he still cannot use the box across, from the house next door? Why not? Who cares if too much water is coming in? It doesn't matter. Says the Gemara, Elit Mahachid Mar. This is what Rava said. Amar Rava Loishanu. When do we say that if one house made a box and one didn't, Elishla Ivu, they didn't make an eder between them? So this, since they didn't make an eder between them, the law is that everything that's existing in the chatzah before Shabbos, you're allowed to move about in the chatzah. But we learned that before already. But we're scared that if we're going to allow him to use the other person's box, you can make use of it and take things from your house and bring it to that box. And that you're not allowed to do because you didn't make an eder. Avalirvu, but if you made an eder mutar, even though only one house had the box, you're allowed to because we don't care how much water it is. My timer. So you might ask a question. Even my time, if you didn't make an eidav, what are we worried about? Let the person in the house that didn't participate in the eidav take things from the courtyard and bring it to the box. We're scared that you might take leftover refuse inside your house and bring it outside. That you're not allowed to do. So therefore, the only way to prevent that from happening is we say, look, you cannot make any use of that box out there, but that waste box. But if you made an eidav, there's no issue whatsoever. We don't care how much waste they put in there, since you don't really care if it goes in the street or not. Because we're talking about winter time when it's rainy and muddy anyway. It doesn't matter. Therefore, it's all right. That basically ends Hadron Aloch Ketzad Mishtatvim. That ends the seventh Pelik of Eidavin.